a little bit more enriched by a few of the things that are going on, but we got some other things we're going to mix in here too. So why don't we start off with the local elections? How'd that go?
Yeah, I think everybody was looking to the elections, national, state, all the different ones. But obviously of great interest to me and many others was the local city council elections. Had contests in wards 2 and 3. Good candidates. I thought they all did a great job. Mm-hmm. In the end, the voters decided to return the two incumbents, Paul Stewart in ward 2 and Jim Kurt over in ward 3. Obviously, I know those gentlemen, and we've worked well together. I look forward to another exciting council term the next 2 years.
And hats off to our election board. We had a very safe, sane election process here.
I have seen more than once comments posted on different media platforms that perhaps some of these other states could look to Oklahoma on how to run an election, because apparently ours came off. We had the results in a timely fashion, and I think they did a great job. Hats off and kudos to Yvonne and the people there at the election board.
I think they only had a handful of iffy situations, and they took care of them quite handily. Great.
Right.
Now, we got some opportunities for folks who may have thought, hey, you know, maybe I should participate a little bit more as a citizen and maybe get into the interworkings of my community. How can someone do that?
Well, there's a lot of ways, but the ones that we always promote, I had a chance last night to talk with a scout troop talking about government, and they different ones invite me to come and visit with them, so it's always a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And you really, I think, from the kids hear echoes from their parents, perhaps, of what they hear at home and the things they're exposed to about what government is. And that's not always a positive thing. I think that I told them and I tell everyone, if you want to learn about your government, but more importantly, if you want to have a voice of why is that stop sign or why is that speed limit, what about the trash routes, who decided this or that, I can tell you that for the city council, it's these several hundred people on these boards, commissions, authorities that do the heavy lifting. They look into, they investigate, they discuss, and they make recommendations mm-hmm. to us. Right now, we have openings in several of those, Construction and Fire Code Appeals Board, mm-hmm. the History Museum Trust Authority, the Library Board, the Park Board. The Sewer System Improvement Oversight Committee is a long one, but it also is important, and also the White Rose Cemetery Board. You will learn more about your government, how it's decided, where the money is spent, why the money is spent. Serving on those boards maybe once a month or once every couple of months, it's a great way to give back to the community and also learn a lot.
Oh, indeed. You know, a lot of folks think, oh, well, here comes the city council. Here it's going to be painted with a broad brush. No, these folks get down to the granular, don't they?
They really do. And you can go to cityofbartlesville.org. Tons of great information. We could spend all of our time talking about the website. It has a lot of great information, but that's where you would go to get an application or submit one. You can always go in City Hall. Go up to the second floor, the city manager's office. Ms. Lane Baines can get you an application, help you or receive an application.
She can about do anything, can't she?
She can.
We've got some local projects, and people are aware of many of them yeah. because you know, we've been seeing the roads become a lot more drivable downtown,
yep.
and they're really smooth. I got to tell you, we're the envy of a lot of people.
Looking a lot better. There's still work to be done. Mm-hmm. We always share the old Jim Bonsack quote that the shortest distance between any place is always in construction, but it seems like that's true, but mm-hmm. downtown, the mill and overlay, they're restriping. Some of that's done, some of it's ongoing because they're also doing landscape work, but downtown's looking a lot better. West Frank Phillips is looking a lot better. It's actually not Bartlesville, but I had opportunity to be out on Highway 123 toward Willow Rock. That's been totally redone.
Yeah.
So all of the areas around Bartlesville are gradually improving, perhaps not my street or your street, but mm-hmm. but overall, we're making headway. ODOT, Oklahoma Department of Transportation, has been doing work on Adams, so you'll see intermittent disruptions and inconveniences there. Sometimes people are asking whatever happened to the old Cherokee Bridge project. That is in design and engineering, all of the things that must happen before a project, but we're told that that's still on schedule to start next year.
Do we have a time set for 2021? What part, like will it be spring or something? Did they say?
I am hoping first quarter, but no, I do not have a solid date. Things are a little disrupted right now with all of the goings on. So, but Quail Place, the drainage project there is another one that's just now beginning, one that I promote heavily. Pathfinder is just a jewel in Bartlesville, the Pathfinder trail project or trail system that we have connecting so many parts of Bartlesville with walking and biking paths, jogging. The section that we'd been working for quite a few years was to join from about where Chick-fil-A and that area there at Eastland, behind Mazio's, kind of a trailhead, going east across along behind Eastland there along the little creek bed, down Brookline, and then turning north, going up Brookline and joining to where what I still call the old Will Rogers School. I think it's Pathways to Independence
sure
now.
Is. Yeah.
That is perhaps two-thirds done, three-fourths done, but there's still work along the little dead-end part of Brookline to get a street crossing and some sidewalk. I think there's still a retaining wall. I've even talked with engineering about maybe adding a street light in that area. It's going to be a great addition to connect those two pieces where people can get even more places in Bartlesville.
Well, the neighbors over there on Brookline appreciate the new sidewalk.
Everybody likes a sidewalk. I was over just the other day. The sidewalks really look nice. They add, I think, to the property appearance and give people a place to get out of the street.
It is. It really looks good. Now, we got a little bit of a surprise, but not really a surprise, but still, it was a surprise yesterday with the Governor Stitt announcing some new restrictions on bars and restaurants.
The timing was a surprise. Obviously, everyone in the city, the county, and the state, and the nation looks at this constantly, and I have no doubt that our Department of Health at the state level and the governor's office are constantly monitoring this just like we do locally. In fact, I was in meetings yesterday about this very subject when someone said the governor's having a press conference. So it was not until after I got out of that meeting I was able to catch up. But yes, I don't know what the right word, if it was an order, but we don't have the paperwork yet, but we do know from his press conference that effective Thursday, he is mandating that bars and restaurants close by 11 p.m. and that they have 6-foot spacing between tables. This really is, in a way, a rewind to what we did locally back in April, May, and into just the first part of June. And I think that it's something that people say, well, the virus doesn't know that it's 11 o'clock. And we joke a bit, try to bring a little levity to it, but sometimes judgment declines as the night progresses.
And alcohol is applied.
Well, for some people. So you just try to set something that will help and not damage these businesses irreversibly. There's economic health, there's emotional, psychological health, and you try to take all of that into consideration making these decisions, and hopefully the governor is moving us in the right direction. I know the city of Bartlesville constantly aware of this issue. We have heard, I think most people are probably aware, new and active cases have increased. The trend seems to be a continued increase. Bartlesville and Washington County have been somewhat blessed in the respect that we have not seen the increases that other areas have had, but it doesn't mean that we're not aware and sensitive of it. The entire state now, the last map that I saw, is rated in the orange rating, which means that numbers are above 14.3 per 100,000, and we continue to watch and monitor those numbers very closely. Testing is increasing. You remember, Tom, early on, you couldn't get tests. There just weren't enough.
Yeah, you couldn't find one.
So now testing is becoming much more readily available. Anyone that wants to be tested can be. We continue to stay in close contact with local medical providers. And although they are busy, their business is busy. On the business side, it's good to be busy, but we don't want them to be overburdened. And the capacity there, they tell us, is still not a problem at this time. Now, the other thing I like to point out is that no one likes being sick, regardless of the cause. I think I mentioned earlier before we came on the air, perhaps I came back from England, had a great trip, went to a Boy Scout World Jamboree, but brought home an unexpected gift of pneumonia.
Hey.
Was not the parting gift that I was looking for. So no one likes being sick. The good news is we have had 3 fatalities in Washington County since early June. So those are the low numbers that we would like to continue. And because of that, the city continues to promote not only Oklahoma State Department of Health, but CDC safe practices. Those include the things that I know you have repeated endlessly: hand washing, sanitizing frequently used common surfaces, distancing, particularly indoors. Maybe if you're standing outside yesterday with a nice 10-mile-per-hour breeze, that's not as critical. But safe distancing. Masks are a big question. They continue to be because we get so much information, but not always clarity. But what I have heard consistently is that if you're in an indoor enclosed environment, particularly for some period of time, it's one thing to walk by someone, but typically you'll hear 10 to 15 minutes that you're in an area together, that you would wear a mask. There are a variety of masks, so there's different qualities of those, some much more effective than others, but there's a lot of strong feelings about masks. The city is working to put together enhanced communications, whatever you want to call that, public service announcements, guidelines, recommendations that hopefully will help everyone better understand and make personal decisions, good decisions, to keep us in those lower rates that we've enjoyed compared to other areas.
So this won't be a mandate. This will just be a lot of information to help you better decide for yourself.
At this moment, there has been no decision. We have, since early June, followed the state recommendations, guidelines, and even mandates that have been handed down. I think that when you do that, you always have to ask questions from a policy standpoint. How does this affect people? Will the people accept it? Sometimes people don't accept speed limits, and those have penalties and signs all over the place, but for whatever reason. So how do we communicate this? Will it make a difference to mandate it versus recommending it? Everyone has an opinion on that. At this moment, we think that we're going to try to raise awareness, try to increase the understanding and get clarity of what it means to do this and that. And there's a lot of differences of opinion. I've seen a tremendous response from our civic organizations. I was at a scout meeting I mentioned last night. Those kids were doing a great job. The scout leaders were with working with the safety protocols. The churches have done a tremendous job. The city, the county, the schools, and because of that, we have had better results. I won't say they're good results, because anything above zero might not be considered good.
Yeah.
But we have had better results, and that's because our people have come together and worked with a common goal, and we want to increase that. So at this moment, I do not. We do not have a mandate, and I don't know what would happen. The coming weeks will unfold and help give direction to that.
All right. On a lighter note, we do have some leaves falling, and we have a remedy for that.
We do. It was November, and the leaves in my house were firmly attached. They were bright green, and then I got up one Saturday morning, and they all fell. maybe not all of them, but it got deep in the yard. People were reminded that it is that time of year. I think we call it fall for a reason, and the key word in this that I tell people that everybody loves is the word free. Now, it's not free. You pay your utility bills, but there's no additional charge, so it will be free. A leaf, grass, and limb collection. Now, that is scheduled in advance, so we don't know when the leaves are going to fall, but it is scheduled for the week of December 7th to 11th. And it'll be on your normal trash day. No special thing is taken. No tags, no stickers are needed. All we ask is that this only be yard debris. Leaves, sticks, limbs cut to less than 4 feet and bundled in weights under 50 pounds, I believe. I'm doing that from memory. I believe 50 pounds is the number. And that those be set at the curb on your normal trash day. Now, they should not be on the trash can, but they should be near maintaining the 5-foot spacing. I see some misunderstandings lately about the trash pickups. The cans need to be 5 feet apart because the new trash trucks need that spacing to effectively work. You don't want to have them near a vehicle or near a mailbox or something else that would get in the way of that big arm mechanism that comes out and grabs that can and hugs it. It's different from the old trucks. People say, well, they had to get out of the truck to put a sticker on my can. Why couldn't they have just moved it? Well, if they do that, they'd be getting in and out of the truck, which defeats the purpose of automation. And all of a sudden, why didn't they get mine picked up? Well, because they ran out of daylight before they were getting in and out of the truck at every stop to move cans. So they put the stickers on to reinforce the fact that you want to be very careful in the placement. And 99.9% of the time, they do a great job and everybody is happy. Mm-hmm. But anyway, free grass, limb, and leaf collection coming up. A lot of time, 2 more weeks to get ready.
All right, we got some safety reminders, folks. Mm-hmm. Pay attention.
It is a time of celebration. This year will be slightly different simply because we're minimizing our exposure, so the big family gatherings might not happen. Things are different. I know my family is not planning to get together in the way we have done in years past, but it is a time of celebration. We have a lot to be thankful for. We live in the greatest country on earth, despite our flaws. We have freedoms and privileges that people only dream of in other places, but it's also a time when those less law-abiding citizens among us elect to practice their trade. And unfortunately, that trade is illegal, but that doesn't stop everyone from doing so. So we remind people to be vigilant, keep your eyes open, lock your cars, don't leave a laptop. You know, now everybody has a Chromebook, the kids all have school tools, work. But don't leave those in your vehicle. Don't leave your vehicle unlocked. Don't leave it running while you run inside for just a minute. Mm-hmm. All those things we've sometimes done. Close your garage door, lock your house, put away your tools, and then finally, be a good neighbor. Observe. You know better than anybody if someone in your neighborhood is not normally there.
Mm-hmm.
The police might not recognize that. And observe and report. Now, it might not be necessary to call 911. I made a note here because I didn't want to get them wrong. The non-emergency number for the police department is 338-4001, 338-4001. The sheriff, if you live in the county, is a similar number, 332-4000. So 338-4001 is the police department, 332-4000 is the sheriff's office. And if you see something, just call and report. May not be anything, but just want to let you know that I saw what I saw. That helps them stay on top of things. It helps them collect information, which you might not know, but they can collate and say, you know, there's been a blue car or there's been two individuals observed in several places. And it helps them as they try to put together the puzzle of working out why my lawnmower is missing or whatever that sometimes happens that we want to prevent.
Very good.
So, but Thanksgiving is coming up. We need to give thanks. It is a great time and place. I would not want to be anywhere but Bartlesville right now. I'm biased. I'm just a little bit biased.
but you're also pretty darn factual because I've seen other places. They're not doing very well.
Bartlesville is a good place to be. We have a tremendous community. We have media outlets that share the information freely and generously and take part in our community and help us all know and understand. And I appreciate that. I appreciate everyone in Bartlesville and what they do to make this a great place to live.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. All right. Merry Christmas.